Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Hudsonville, Michigan. I'm glad you've joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging. Please turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John. John's Gospel, chapter 1. We'll read verses 10 through 13 and focus on verse 13 from this excerpt from John Bunyan's last sermon, preached July 1688. John's Gospel, chapter 1, we'll read verses 10 through 13. Listen closely, this is God's Word. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born, not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. So ends the reading of God's word. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would bless these words prepared centuries ago by an earlier servant of your church. We thank you, for we find riches in the teachers your Holy Spirit has raised up in the current and previous generations. May we hear their voice around this same Jesus we serve today. Inspire your people, illuminate our minds, renew our wills. If there be any within the sound of my voice who has not experienced that new birth, we pray, O Holy Spirit, that you would move in this message today, that we may be born again. Thank you for hearing these prayers we ask in Jesus' name, and let us all say, Amen. A child, before it is born in this world, is in the darkness of its mother's womb. And a child of God, before he is born again, is in the dark dungeon of sin and sees nothing of the outside world, the kingdom of God. That is why our Lord calls it the new birth. This very same soul can enjoy love in two ways. Firstly, in their carnal birth, and secondly, when they are born again. Now, a child, you know, is apt to cry as soon as he comes into this world. For you see, if there is no noise, they say the child is dead. Now, you who are born of God and are Christians, if you are not criers, there is no spiritual life in you. If you be born of God, you are crying ones. For as soon as God raised you out of the dark dungeon of sin, you cannot but help cry out to God and say, what must I do to be saved? As soon as God touched the Philippian jailer, he cried out, men and brethren, what must I do to be saved? Oh, how many prayerless professors there are in London these days who never pray. Coffee houses will not let you pray. The trades will not let you pray. Your attention to your looking glass will not let you pray. But if you are born of God, you will pray. Secondly, it's not only natural for a child to cry, but secondly, it must crave its mother's milk. For a child cannot live without his mother's milk. The Apostle Peter makes this a true test of a newborn babe in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, where he says, "The newborn babe desires the sincere milk of the word, that he may grow thereby." And so, dear Christian, if you be born of God, make it clear by desiring the milk of God's word. Do you long for the milk of promise? A man lives one way when he is in the world, but another way when he is brought to Jesus Christ. Isaiah 66 says, "They shall suckle and be satisfied." If you are born again, there is no satisfaction until you get the milk of God's word into your soul. Isaiah 66 verse 11 says, "Suckle and be satisfied with the milk of consolation." Now, what is that promise to a carnal man, to one who is not born again? A whorehouse is more sweet to him. But if you are born again, you cannot but live without the milk of God's word. What does a mother's milk say to a horse? Nothing. But what is it to her child? It is his comfort day and night. Oh, how loath is he if it is taken away from him. Minding heavenly things, says a carnal man, is vanity, but to a child of God, this is his comfort. Thirdly, a child that is newly born, if it has no other comforts to keep him warm like it did in its mother's womb, it will die. It must have something to comfort him. Christ had swaddling clothes prepared for him. So those that are born again, they must have some promise of Christ to keep them alive. Those who are worldly keep themselves warm with other things. But those who are born again, they cannot live without some promise from Christ to keep them alive. Just as he did that poor infant in Ezekiel 17, where it says, "I covered thee with embroidered gold." When women are with child, what fine things they prepare for that child. Oh, but what finer things Christ prepares to wrap all who are born again. What wrappings of gold has Christ prepared for those who are born again? Women will dress their children so that everyone will see how fine that child looks, but so also does God. Ezekiel 16 verse 11 says, "I decked thee also with ornaments, and I also put bracelets upon thine hands and a chain on thy neck, and I will put a jewel on thy forehead and earrings in thine ear and a beautiful crown upon thy head." In verse 13 he says, "Thou didst prepare to him a whole kingdom." That illustrates the righteousness of Christ, the graces of the Holy Spirit, without which a newborn babe cannot live unless he have the golden righteousness of Jesus. Fourthly, a child, when it is in its mother's lap, well, that mother takes great delight to have that which will be a comfort for the child. And so it is with God's children. They shall be kept on God's knee. Isaiah 66 verse 11 says, "They shall suckle and be satisfied with her milk of with the milk of her consolation," verse 13, "as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you." There is a similitude in these things that nobody knows except those who are born again. They know. Fifthly, there's usually some comparison between a child and his father. It may be said that the child even looks like his father. So too are those that are born again. They have a new similitude. They have the image of Jesus Christ in them. Galatians 4. Everyone that is born of God has something of the features of heaven upon them. Usually, men love those children that are most like themselves. So does God with all of his children. Therefore, they are called the children of God. But others do not look like him, and they are called illegitimate children. Christ describes these children of the devil by their features. He calls them the children of the devil. His works they will do. All works of unrighteousness, they are the devil's works. If you are earthly, you have been born the image of the earthly. If you are heavenly, you have borne the image of the heavenly. Sixthly, when a man has a child, he trains that child up to his own liking. The child will learn the customs of his father's house. So are those who are born of God. They've learned the customs of the true church. They've learned to cry out with the church, "My Father and my God," and they are brought up in that church of God, and they learn the method and the form of God's house for regulating their lives in this world. They follow the customs of their father's house. Seventhly, children. It is natural for children to depend upon their father for what they want. If a child wants a pair of shoes, they go and they tell their father. If they want bread, they go and tell their father. So should the children of God. Do you really want spiritual bread? Go tell it to God. Do you really want strength of grace? Ask it of God. Do you want strength against temptation's hour? Go and tell God. When the devil tempts you, run home and tell your heavenly Father. Go pour out your request to God. This is natural to children. If any wrong them, they go and tell their father. So do those that are born of God. When they meet temptation, go and tell God. So how shall we use these truths in our lives? Well, the first use is this. Make a strict inquiry whether you be born of God or not. Examine by those things that I have just laid down before you about a child of nature and a child of grace. Are you brought out of the dark dungeon of this world to Christ? Have you learned to cry, "My Father"? Jeremiah 3:16 states, "And I said, thou shalt call me thy Father." If so, all God's children are criers. Can you be quiet without having a belly full of the milk of God's word? Can you be satisfied without having the peace of your parental father? Pray you consider it. Be serious with yourselves. If you have not these marks that I have just described, you will fall short of the kingdom of God, and you shall never have an interest in it. There is no intruding. The Bible says some will say, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he will say, "I know you not." No child of God, no heavenly inheritance. We sometimes give something to those who are not our children, it is true, but not our lands, not our fortunes. We sometimes flatter ourselves, thinking that we will have a portion among the sons, though we do not live like sons. When we see a king's son, for example, playing with a beggar, this is unbecoming. And so if you be the king's children, live like king's children. If you be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above, not on things below. When you come together, talk of what your Father has promised you. You should all love your Father's will together. You should all be content and be pleased with what He gives you in this world. And if you are children of God, live together lovingly. If the world quarrels with you, well, that's no matter. But it is sad if you quarrel together. If this be amongst you, it is a sign of ill breeding. It is not according to the rules you have in the Word of God. Do you see around you right now a soul that has the image of God stamped on him? Then you love him. You love him and you say, this man, this woman, I must go to heaven with one day. Serve one another. Do good for one another. If any wrong you, pray to God to right you and love the brotherhood. And lastly, if you be the child of God, then learn this lesson. The scriptures say, gird up the loins of your mind as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former conversation, but be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Consider, church, that the holy God is your Father, and let this oblige you to live like the children of God, that you may look like your Father and look at your Father in his face with comfort one day. His last words. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we do pray that the new birth, the gift of regeneration, would be your church's possession today. It was won for us on the cross of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is poured out now to people from all the tribes, tongues, languages, and nations, and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would be poured forth in this assembly today. Stimulate our hearts. We are children of God. May we be spiritual children of God. Lord, if our hearts are hard or indifferent or distracted, Holy Spirit, rivet our attention upon our Heavenly Father and all the rights and privileges of sons and daughters of God. The world is too much with us. Your work in creation at times becomes our idol, dear God, and we neglect to be your spiritual children. We pray now for people we've prayed for years, that they would come to an abiding act of faith in Jesus. Holy Spirit, work even today in their lives. We pray, O Lord, that desire for the sincere milk of your word, that desire to be clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that desire to be criers who call out like a child who wants care and protection from father and mother, that would be our experience and the experience of those we love born from above. Thank you, O Lord. Bless this now, your word, we ask in Jesus' name. And let us all say, amen.
This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, one of the newest churches in a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We meet weekly for worship in the Hudsonville Christian Elementary School. Our services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information or if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151. Or on the church website at www.cedarchurch.net.